The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Sunday night, it's 9:02. It is WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet here in Richmond, Virginia. I am Peace One, and it is time again for Can't Stop the Music. A big shout out to DJ Carlito for yet another fabulous edition of If Music Could could have headbangers, if music could talk, with a big a dynamic conclusion. So, you know, he did such a good job. I'm going to be with you for 2 hours tonight of the overlooked and underappreciated music. We've got a few kind of topics. We're going to reach into the grab bag. We're going to start out with, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the fat cats getting fatter and you and I helping to feed them. And so what better material for Can't Stop the Music? You know, one of the things that I thought, this is really a harbinger of the times changing, that it used to have busloads of people hounding doctors who worked at abortion clinics. And now what we've got is busloads of people marching in front of houses of corporate executives. I think the world is really having a dynamic shift, and it is not going to go unnoticed by Can't Stop the Music.
Some friends of mine had a beer the other night. Talked about the things they were missing. And I just laughed, cause I got all that. A bunch of cash and some. You've got it made. Take a look at my Escalade. I just keep on getting paid. Paid, paid. The same money can't buy you love, but it can buy you a lot of stuff. A six-figure salary washes your cares away. The same money don't make the man, but it looks like I made it, so I guess it can. I could dress myself in Benjamin's days. I've heard them say, money gets in the way. I've got no problems with my movement. don't make the man, but it looks like I made it, so I guess it can. I could dress myself in Benjamins for days. This ain't money can't buy you love, but it sure can't buy you a lot of stuff. A six-figure salary will wash your cares away. So I guess it can. I could dress myself in Benjamins for days.
I remember Mama weeding parsley in the garden on a golden afternoon of yore. I remember Mama as a gentle tear would trickle down her careworn cheek as she watched us take our first tremulous steps into the world of young man and womanhood. But most of all, I still recall her Tiffany jewels and the suntan she got round the pool and her Mr. Kenneth hairdo. She'd have one so weak as a rule. Mums was the name she went by. She was Daddy's chocolate eclair. I recall the memo she typed us ere she rode in pursuit of the fox in his lair.
It read,
it's better to be rich than ethnic. That's the American way. Money is the root of all pleasure. Art for art's sake doesn't pay. Have opulence, corpulence, affluence, influence, amplitude, pulchritude, caddy and cash. Have status in stratas of high income brackets. Prosperous lots for us don't drive on Nash. Maintain a high double standard. Two faces are better than one. A friend in need is after your cash. The best things in life have a price. Copies to daughter and son. Signed, Mom.
HR 401, the CEO Bill of Rights, is good for shareholders. It's good for America. Remember America? Well, I do. And I'm not going to sit back and watch as our most vital natural resource, our CEOs, are plundered by other countries like China, Brazil, that country that's always fighting Pakistan. Support the CEO Bill of Rights. And God bless.
I got a wife, three sons, a girl and some pets, a house, two cars, and a mountain of bed. I wake up at six, stuff my pockets with cash, put on my Calvins and take out the trash. I got the rich man blues. I got the rich man blues. I work like an animal and slave like a dog. I make a half a million so I can live like a hog. I got the rich man blues. I got the rich man blues. Pay half my wages so we can have some help. She's knee-deep in vodka and so full of herself. She runs out the door every evening at eight. Kids come running, I'm exhausted and faint. But I rustle myself to their beck and call while a wife runs out to the shopping mall. I got the rich man blues. I got the rich man blues. Work like an animal. dog. Make a half a million so I can live like a hog. I got the rich man and a mountain of debt. I wake up at six, stuff my pockets with cash, put on my Calvin's and take out the trash. I got the rich man blues. I got the rich man blues. I work like an animal and slave like a dog. So I could live like a hog. I got the rich man blues. I got the rich man blues. I've got the rich man's existentialist work like hell, bust my balls. Blues.
Snap on this one. One. Yeah. Good.
What are we doing?
We're doing Love is a Nervous
Act. Oh, good.
Two. One, two, three.
How would you like to make a difference in the life of one needy person? In the time it takes you to watch this ad, more than 1,000 individuals will have lost their livelihood. Like poor Wayne here. Wayne is only 57 years old. His company was wiped out by a typhoon of defaulted subprime mortgages he approved. Today, he can barely afford Napoleon brandy. And every day, he has to walk more than 50 feet to his waiting limo. And now, Wayne may have to give up weekends in Aruba and maybe even his expensive mistress. Unless you help. For only $3,700 a day, you can ensure that Wayne and CEOs just like him will still get the bonuses they already approved for themselves. That's less than the cost of 1,000 lattes. Without your help, they may have trouble posting bail on the fraud charges they'll almost certainly be facing. So pick up the phone and sponsor an executive today. The money you give won't just save a life. It'll save a lifestyle.
A message from the U.S. Department of the Treasury.
You're paying still a lot for those jumbo mortgages compared to what you would pay for a conventional mortgage right now. Why do you think that is?
It's very hard for me to focus on what you just said because I got that TARP song from that previous segment still playing.
One, two, three, four.
Well, I am just a poor boy from the streets of Tennessee. Work real hard to pay my bills. It's too much for me. Lost my job, they took my home. I'm down on my knees. Heard about this place where money grows on trees.
I want some TARP. They're giving money away for free. I want some TARP. Save a little bit for me.
Washington to Seattle, across this great big land. Tuck your head between your knees and
think like a man.
Well, packing my belongings off to Washington, D.C. They're printing the money left and right, and I want a stack for me. Got an idea that just might work, what they gave the companies. Give everyone a brand new car, insured by AIG.
I want some TARP. They're giving money away for free. I want some TARP. Save a little bit for me.
L.A. to Miami, all across this great big land. Tuck your head between your knees and
take it like a man.
all these bonuses they're giving to the rich. They're filling up their pockets, walk away without a hitch. Gotta grab myself some tarp, cause I hear it's going fast. Now I know why they call it Fanny, cause their heads are up there, as I was saying. I want some tarp. They're giving money away for free. I want some tarp. Save a little bit for me. From Maine to Chicago, across this great big land, tuck your head between your knees and be like a man.
In the meantime, once again, we thank viewer Bill Zucker for composing and singing and sending us I Want Some Tarp.
Incredible song.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Tarp. It's not just for camping anymore. That's Bill Zucker, as was announced there. I Want Some Tarp. Before that, a doleful plea, sponsor and executive, Housewives on Prozac with Rich Man Blues, a little bit of the CEO Bill of Rights there, Alan and Greer with It's Better to Be Rich Than Ethnic, and Moyer with I'm Rich. I am rich to be here. I am so happy to be part of the WRIR family of content providers. It's 9:18. You are listening to, what else could it be? Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. I will be here with you until 11 o'clock, and you can call me in the studio at 649-9737. Check out the post on our website, WRIR.org. I am getting it up as I go. And we're going to have a little more of this Fat Cats extravaganza. So this is a little bit more from the CEO Bill of Rights. This was a faux lobbyist from a couple of years ago, but it's charming how consistently useful it is today.
Think of the CEO Bill of Rights like this. American CEOs are like the quarterback of the nation. And when the quarterback gets sacked, America loses. You got to protect the quarterback. So one of the ways the CEO Bill of Rights, HR 401, protects the quarterback is by establishing a CEO minimum wage. And that minimum wage, which has to be legally signed into law, is to say that every CEO needs to make 800 times that of the average worker. Whoa, you're saying. That's a lot of money. I understand that. But the average CEO's decisions are at least 800 times more important than the average worker. It's common sense. I mean, a CEO is deciding whether or not it's safe to put a plant in Pakistan. Gus from accounting is trying to decide whether or not it's safe to leave work early.
Washington, D.C. Men are working busily in a place they call the Mint. They make coins and also print very excellent engraving, which the rest of us keep saving, printed up in black and green. It's the darndest stuff you've ever seen. If you've got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it, shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it, get more of it. Less they need it, more they love it. And it sticks to them like glue. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Ask the rich man, he'll confess, money can't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt, he'd rather be miserable with and without. If you spend it, please be wiser. If you save it, you're a miser. Don't want it, you're cuckoo. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. A nickel or a dime or penny, la 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 loo, is better than not having any, la la loo loo. A half a dollar or a quarter, la la loo loo, makes people do a lot of things they hadn't ever ought to do. Birds don't got it, still they sing, eating worms upon the wing. Ideal life, some folks affirm. Okay, you're a bird, but suppose you're a worm. It's a bad thing, oh yes, very. Full of germs, unsanitary. Will I have some? Oh, thank you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
I got enough troubles of my own. Don't tell me your troubles, no. I got enough troubles of my own. I used to be a millionaire, but every dime I had is gone.
Don't tell me about your problems. I got enough problems of my own. Don't tell me about your problems. I got enough problems of my own. I used to live in a mansion. Now I don't even have a home.
You say your wife left you and your girlfriend too. You went out in your backyard, your own dog bit you. Don't tell me your trouble. I got enough troubles of my own. You know I used to have 10 women, but now you know I'm all alone.
Thank you.
time.
We'll take the line.
I used to be a millionaire.
All my cash is gone.
Why you hold that mouth so long? Hold that motherfucker.
From Pacifica Radio, this is Democracy Now!
Un saludo a todos ustedes. Un saludo zapatista para todos ustedes.
A zapatista greeting for all of you!
Sits down to dine. Remember that someone
infinistas son consideradas también emisoras comunitarias.
Okay, this song is called Greed is Destroying America.
Greed is destroying America.
It's been, that was Magic Jonathan with AIG Squeezed Me. Before that, David Pilling with Greed is Destroying America. And I really have to admire his intense sincerity. And I wonder when he, that this occurred to him, but I'll leave that for him and his support group. Chumbawamba with When Fine Society Sits Down to Dine from their record On, with that fabulous Democracy Now! Intro. And I would recommend that CD if you guys haven't listened to it. And each song has a historic or social observation, and it's interlinked with some found sounds. Really, a great project from a fabulous band. Before that, Syl and Jimmy Johnson with I Used to Be a Millionaire from one of my most favorite titled song albums, Two Johnsons Are Better Than One. Anita Ellis with the Money Song, and we started out with the CEO Bill of Rights, the compensation section, minimum wage for CEOs. It's 9:37. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I want to let you know that WRIR is proud to receive support from the Sex Workers Art Show. The infamous Sex Workers Art Show returns, hilarious and hot, intelligent and enlightening. The show blends new burlesque, spoken word, and performance art created by people who work in the sex industry. Two shows this week, this Wednesday, March 25th, 6 and 9 p.m. at Firehouse Theater Project, 1609 West Broad Street. Tickets available at the door or at www.brownpapertickets.com. And that's the sexworkersartshow.com. And courtesy of the Sex Workers Art Show, we have two pairs of tickets to give away. And I'm going to give away one this hour and one next. I'm going to have a pair for the 6 o'clock show and a pair for the 9 o'clock show. So I'm going to, whoever calls this hour, the first caller, 804-649-9737, can get one pair of tickets to either of the shows. And then when I take a call later, we'll let the other show stand. So anyway, give me a call, 804-649-9737. And okay, so we've been talking about people and how they make their money and what they do with it and what their entitlements to it is and how it, what it means for all of us. And, you know, there's really this long period where being a smug, successful, rich person was what most of America aspired to. And, you know, there's some that's in one role model, but, you know, we've also had this quintessential role model in, or kind of mythological worker in America, and that's the cowboy. So what I want to do for the next little bit, you know, half an hour or so, is look at some of my favorite cowboy music. And, you know, so we got your Fat Cats, the, you know, started with the Railroad Robber Barons, and the cowboys who they plowed over. So we're going to start out with They Might Be Giants with Minimum Wage.
Minimum wage!
Thank you. revenge is waiting. So keep on riding, ride on.
Vengeance.
Riding on.
Vengeance.
Sister, the time has come for me to ride hard and fast.
A nice young man went out to mow, oh, oh, to see if he we could make a show. Oh, oh. Come around on Tamaroo Rory. He scarce said, oh, 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 that brown and fee we will. When up, chopper, come around on Tamaroo Stay way, wake and bid him on he we will. Come around on Tamaroo Rory. Right down, wow, wow, upon the ground, wow, wow, and shut his eye, wow, eyes, and looked all around, wow, wow, come around, tamaroo, rah-ree. Oh, pappy, dad, wow, wow, go tell my gal, wow, wow, from going to die, wow, wow, and I know I shall, wow, wow, come around, tamaroo, rah-ree. Oh, pappy, dad, wow, wow, go spread the new woo-woos, cause here comes that, wow, wow, without her stew woo-woos, come around, tamaroo, rah-ree. John, oh, John, wah, wah, why did you go, oh, oh, way out in the meadow, where the winter's some birds boom, oh, 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 come around, tamaroo, rah-ree. Oh, Sal, oh, Sal, well, why didn't you know, oh, oh, when the grass gets dry, wah, wah.
this young man, we went, what died right here, we're from rattle to maroo ra ree. Come on, young man, we went, and warning, stay way, wake, don't never get be way with my rattle, stay way, wake, come a rattle to maroo ra ree.
Ned Sublette, Ghost Riders in the Sky from Cowboy Rumba. Before that, Alan Lomax and Ed McCurdy with Rattlesnake. John Wayne from True Grit. Sonny and Cher, Cowboy's Work Is Never Done. I'm so sorry for playing that. That is excruciating. Carla Savino with Vengeance. And as I said, we start out with They Might Be Giants with Minimum Wage. Let's see. There's some things I want you to know here. Yeah. Let me make that work.
WRIR's Spring Fun Drive is almost here, and we need you to enter this year's T-shirt Design Contest. There are three ways to enter: by emailing your design to t-shirt@wrir.org, or bring by your design to the station directly, or you can use snail mail. That's right, you can send it in to WRIR P.O. Box 4787, Richmond, Virginia, 23220. The deadline for entries is 11:59 p.m., Friday, April 3rd, 2009. For more details on how to enter and prize information, you know you want that goodie bag, you can visit our website at www.wrir.org.
This is Daniel Johnston, and you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM. Thank you a lot. Bye-bye.
And that is in Richmond, Virginia. I am P. Swan, and you're listening to Can't Stop the Music. We're here, happy to be here every Sunday night from 9 to 11. We are kind of tumbling through the tumbleweeds of the Romantic West, and we've got another set of music on this topic for you. And so let me kick up here Art Lund with the chorus and orchestra, his chorus and orchestra, and I'm an Old Cowhand, and I'll tell you, he really does sound like somebody who just, gets himself really dirty and saddle-worn and handles a lot of rough equipment.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bone and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, 'cause I don't know how. Sure ain't fixing to start it now. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I learned to ride, for I learned to stand. I'm a riding fellow who's up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, 'cause I ride the range in the Ford V8. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. Step aside, you ornery tenderfeet. Let a big bad buckaroo pass.
Look out!
I'm the toughest hombre you'll ever meet, though I may be the last.
The last.
Yes, sirree.
Yes, sir.
We're a vanishing race. No, sirree, can't last long.
So long.
Step aside, you ornery tenderfeet, while I sing my song.
Giddy-up, giddy-up.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I come to town just to hear the band. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the doggies go, 'cause I learned them all on the radio. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, where the West is wild, round the borderland, where the buffalo roam around the zoo, and the Indians make you a rug or two, and the old Pyrex is a barbecue. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Head him up!
Rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling rawhide. Through rain, wind, and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my girl is by my side. All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love, and kissing,
ride them in,
ride them out, ride them in, raw high.
missing. Good fiddles, love and kissing are waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, head them up, head them up. Move them on, move them on, head them up. Oh, hi.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Ride them in.
Badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
The City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet is WRIR 97.3 FM and webcast at WRIR.org. Community radio powered by over 150 volunteers here in the River City. That's radio for the rest of us.
Total Alarm Company, this is Todd.
Yeah, hi. Can you guys handle pretty big jobs?
How big are we talking?
Well, super duper big, Todd.
Yeah, this is my dad's business. I just work here summers.
Well, he is going to be so proud of you. You are about to lock in a deal to install a smoke alarm system in every single forest in America.
Cool. Like the buildings there? The ranger places?
No, the forest.
I don't understand.
Well, we are a group of concerned citizens, and we want to install alarm systems in the forest to alert the animals. You guys probably see the effects of people's lack of respect for fire all the time, right?
Yeah. Dad?
Yeah.
This is Claude. What can I do for you?
Can you install a smoke alarm system in every forest in America?
This is a joke.
No, we just want to combat people's bad behavior and warn the animals when there's a fire.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, the Ad Council, and this station.
Any man don't want to get killed. Better clear on out the back.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel.
wore his gun outside his pants to haul the honest world afield. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico, and nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, and where he got the bread to go, but ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day, and only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Tell how Pancho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Oh, now he's growing old. Federales say they could have had him any day, and only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had him any day, and only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
Thanks, y'all.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. You're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Such a drama queen of diamonds, boy, she beats you if she's able. The queen of hearts is always your best bet. And now it seems to me so fine. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, freedom, some people are talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. And so your feet get cold in the wintertime. The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. You're losing all your heart.
not that I advocate drinking or nothing. It's just my job, you see. I used to think I was an artist. Come to find out, I'm a beer salesman. Yeah, you laugh. And I'm okay with that now. It's not a bad job, really. Here's a song for the rest of you beer salesmen out there. Guess we knew the cards were stacked. Started out the best of friends. We beat that highway till it quit beating back. Didn't mean much in the end. Some you win, some you lose, some you throw away. We headed south across those Colorado plains, just as empty as the day. And we looked around at all we saw, and all we'd hoped to see. Looking out through the bugs on the windshield, somebody said to me, no more Buffalo, blue skies or open road, no more rodeo, no more noise. Take this Cadillac, park it out and back, mama's calling, put away the toys. Don't chase that carrot till it makes you sick. What you think you're gonna prove? Just let it dangle till it falls off that stick. That's when you make your move. Don't go chasing after shooting stars. Try to make yourself a name. You could joust at windmills with that old Fender guitar. Probably do about the same. No more Buffalo, blue skies or open road. No more rodeo for these old boys. Take my Cadillac, park it out and back. Mama's calling, put away the toy. Ever doubt my words? I guess they were just too tired to care. I'd point to the horizon, to the dust of the herds, still hovering in the air. And somebody said it ain't any such. Man, you wish so hard, you're scaring me. 'Cause those are combines kicking up that dust.
that you can see what you want to see. And go on chasing after what used to be there. Top that rise and face the pain. But man, they were here. They were here, I swear. Not just these bleaching bones stretching across the plain. No more buffalo. Blue skies are open road. No more rodeo for this old boy. Take my Cadillac, park it out in back. Mama's calling, put away the toys. No more buffalo. Blue skies are open road. No more rock and roll as we all know it. Take my Cadillac, park it out in back. Mama's calling, put away the toys.
Oh, no one sums up despair of lost dreams of the West and of music like James McMurtry. No More Buffalo from his live record, which I highly recommend, live in '03. For that, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with their thrash version of Desperado, Townes Van Zandt with Pancho and Lefty. A little quote there from Clint Eastwood. Hank Williams remixed. It was not our technology. It was an artistic attempt by some DJ out there. Happy Roving Cowboy times 8. A little clip from Blazing Saddles. Johnny Gregory and his orchestra, Rawhide, and Art Lund with his orchestra. Talking about being an old cowhand in a technology perceptive format. It is 10:16. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One. I'm here 9 to 11 on Sunday evenings bringing you the overlooked and the underappreciated. And I hope you are overwhelmed with this experience. Well, we've got our playlist up at WRIR.org. You can check out also some posts. We've got a user group on Facebook, and my podcast goes up on radioforall.net, and I put a link up on both the Facebook page and the Facebook site, and the even better, our WRIR.org blog for the station, where you can find the links to the podcast for each show. I'm so happy to be here. I am always happy to be here. If you want to give me a call in the studio, you can. I have a pair of tickets to the Sex Workers Art Show, which will be Wednesday night at the Firehouse Theater just down the street. And I can give you all the details. There's a 6 o'clock show and a 9:30 show. And those folks have, real workers from the porn industry have been in town before and made many people happy. And, you know, you can, I'd be happy to give you a pair of tickets courtesy of the Sex Workers Art Show. I also want to let you know that WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for over 22 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and Special Effects Hair Color. Exile is located at 935 West Grace Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. Well, we got this pretty hilarious CD in the at the station this week, and it's the group is called Gollum, and they are definitely following the footsteps of Gogo Bordello, and with a more Yiddish bent. If they were in the Ukraine, it was on the way out under the hooves of the Tsar's men. So they're called Golem. Their CD is called Citizen Boris, and I'm going to play Tuchus and Nanas for you. And we're going to just work our way through some Yiddish-inspired humor and things. And I've got some Lenny Bruce in there, too.
I like them when they smell like flowers. I want them
bigger,
I want them
smaller,
I want them
higher,
I want them
lower,
I want them
up,
I want them
down,
I want to
move them all around. So this is Nene's, so this is Nene's, so this is Nene's, all what I want, all what I want.
I like them old, I like them new. Brown and blue, I like trays, I like them kosher, I like them all and that is kosher. I like them slick, I like them rough, I like them clad or in the buff. I like them silly, I like them smart, I like to touch them in the dark.
A reputation for being sort of controversial and irreverent and also the semantic bear trap of bad taste. And actually I do have, and I will always be accused of bad taste by the people who eat in restaurants to reserve service, you know, that kind of scene to anyone, yeah. But you might be interested in how I became offensive. Like, started in school with drinking and... I was like a real depressed kid, you know, 7 or 8 years old, and I'd really get juiced and get out of my head. And so the teacher would really get bugged, you know, with me singing and carrying on and calling Columbus a fink and boosting Aaron Burr and all that. Offend, there's a funny kind of thing. It's, there's semantics. There are words that offend me. Let's see, Governor Farbus, segregation offend me. Nighttime television offends me. Some nighttime television. The shows that exploit homosexuality, narcotics, and prostitution under the guise of helping the societal problem. And the, except like for a few shows, there's one guy on the coast who's got like a nutty sense of humor, you know. And he found out, dig, like there were kids that 8 and 9 years old that were sniffing airplane glue. to get high on, you know. And so I had sort of a fantasy how it happened. The kid is alone in his room, and it's Saturday. The child is played by George McCready. Well, let's see now. I'm all alone in the room, and it's Saturday. Mother's away, and what'll I do that's good and hostile? Let's see. I'll make an airplane. That's good. I'll make a Lancaster. Good structural design. I'll get the ball to it. I'll sand it here. I'll cut that off. I'll get the struts now. Now I'll get a layer of plain glue. I'll rub it on the rag and, Hey, now, it's a nutty plane. Yeah. I'm getting loaded. Is this possible, loaded on airplane glue? I'm the Louis Pasteur of junkiedom. Well, there's much work to be done now. Horses' hooves to melt down. Noses to get ready. Cut to the toy store. Any toy store, any hobby shop. Might be your kid who walked in that day. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Hello, Mrs. Schindler. Nice store you got here. Give me a nickel's worth of pencils and a big boy tablet and some erasers and 2,000 tubes of airplane glue.
Yeah, baby. baby, that tastes mumba bucket. Just give me that shit.
Matzo ball stew.
Yeah, cold.
Hot.
Again. I think I got some on my tie.
Which leads me to a very theoretical question, but I think one that's been discussed among comedians. Why is it that it seems that the most comedians are Jewish?
Wrong.
It's wrong.
Most comedians are not Jewish. Like
how,
who?
How about if we rephrase the question and said most, the majority of the most famous comedians are Jewish?
Wrong.
It is.
Well, let's go down a list. Bob Hope. Jackie Gleason, George Gobel. You want to start?
Okay, no, I'll go. Jack Benny, George Burns, Woody Allen, Shelley Berman, Milton Berle, George Jessel.
Sid Caesar.
Six Caesar is seven.
Are you talking star comedians? Or are you putting them on the plateaus?
Yes, I'm saying the majority of the best-known comedians in the world seem to be Jewish. If not the majority, Mr. Burl, the balance is much greater in our profession.
I don't think so. Not if you really run them down. You mean there's more percentage of Jews than there are of others?
Jewish comedians, yes.
What do you mean of Jewish... Background.
Extraction, religion, whatever.
Well, I don't know.
That's exceedingly...
I never looked at it that way.
That's
are you
going to
talk about it?
No.
I just hope that my marriage turns out as well as yours did.
Bite your tongue.
Little bit of the young, the bum 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 b
bailado, si no bailan con esto, no bailan con nada. Así que agarren su pareja y a bailar, bailar. Atención, atención cumbiamberos, atención, llegó la cumbia, cuidado.
Yes, Bristol, England, yeah, yeah.
Bustling out, Cumbian Mountain from their new release, Arriba la Cumbia. I am Peace One. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. We're here for another 40 minutes before turning over the paraphernalia, the equipment, the microphones, the studio itself to Mixtape Mixtape. Started out that set with Golem from Citizen Boris, Tuchus and Nunas, Lenny Bruce from a two-record set commemorating great performances on Johnny Carson. And that was The Discovery, explaining how he got to be who he is. Paul Shapiro from a new record, SN Matzo Balls. And Milton Berle talking about Jewish comedians and then ended up there with Solomon and so-called from Shtetl Superstars, Hasida. Let's see. Oh, I have some information for you. VCU's Anderson Gallery presents its annual series of graduate and undergraduate student exhibitions through May 17th, featuring work from all areas of the School of the Arts. The Anderson Gallery is located down the brick path at 907 and a half West Franklin Street. Hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 5. For more information and the complete exhibition schedule, call 804-828-1522 or visit www.vcu.edu/arts/gallery or just Google Anderson Gallery. VCU. And there's a lot of new talent there. So we are going to take you through the end of what we've got to offer here. We're going to leave you with some vintage. We're going to have one more set of some vintage naughty bits and see what you think. Give me a call in the studio at 804-649-9737 or check out the post on the website.
Sister Kate told Mr. Butt, you drop your parcel in the mud now. Wipe it all.
Oh, wipe it all.
Oh, wipe it all.
I'm wiping it all.
I get tired of telling you to wipe it all.
You better wipe it all.
In my automobile, unless you wipe it all.
I'm wiping it all.
Oh, wipe it all.
Oh, wipe it all.
Cause I keeps it shiny. You got to wipe it all.
Wipe it all.
Take your hands off my jelly roll. They been out in the cold. Now you wipe them all.
Wipe it all.
Oh, wipe them all.
I'm wiping it all.
Your hand is full of coal dust. You got to wipe them all.
You got to wipe them all.
But don't be no fool. You can't use that same old tool unless you wipe it off.
Oh, wipe it
off. Oh, wipe it off.
I'm wiping it off.
They old and rusty. You better wipe them off.
You better wipe it off.
Sister Kate told little brother Bud, you done drop your baseball in the mud. Now you got to wipe it off.
Oh, wipe it off.
Oh, you better wipe it off.
I'm wiping it off, Papa.
I love to play with your baseball. You better wipe it off.
You got to wipe it off.
That's wonderful. Sure got a good crowd here tonight. Got a good bunch here. Everybody's eating and drinking. I like to say this just to check. You know, a lot of you don't know this, but Custard laid down at his last stand. I'd like to do a little tune, though, for you now. It's a real true-to-life scene. Took place during the war times. A fella made a lot of money, and large amount of money. And went down to Mexico and bought him a great big place. Great, big, huge, hussy, what you call it? You know, those huge with the to have the... It was a big one. And he was down there in Mexico, and he was living a life, laying up all among the cactus and that stuff. That, what is that stuff? I forget the name of it. But he was there in Mexico, and he was losing money at the racetrack, all his savings. Had to finally get a job working on a railroad. Had to leave home every 3 days. Had to leave his wife there at the house by herself. Things got so rough on the railroad, he had to take in a roomer. Mexican fellow he was. I think his name was Gonzalez. Pedro, you heard of him. Yeah, Pedro moved in his house. He left one day for a three-day trip. He never had an idea that this fellow that he took in his house as a boarder would he didn't know his wife and the boy. He knew that the hall where they were. And finally, that dirty dog, that bum, that son of a gun. It was that boarder, that louse of a boarder. Who else could it be? When I was out to work, I think that jerk stood in for me. I didn't get angry, but it drove me so wild, 'cause he was the father of my wife's second child. I said to that boarder, "You're ruining my life. 'Cause when I made that price with you, that didn't include my wife. What have you done with my baby? While I was away, were you south of her border in your Mexican way? When the baby's first words were, "Mañana," then I could plainly see that the kid was a real Mexicana, and there's no Mexican blood in me. So I stabbed that border from Mexico way. I stabbed him right between his Rio Grande and his Santa Fe. I cut off his bolero. Now no more can he stray south of anybody's border in any kind of way.
Like a snail, that man. mind. Say, I never let the hurry, I just take my time. When he calls, he never bring no news. Always got them, no time to lose. But when he starts to making love, oh gee, and start to hugging me so tenderly, the reason Papa make a hit with me, because he likes it slow early in the morning, because he likes it slow.
When I start to hugging you so tenderly, and the reason Papa Butterbean done made a hit with thee, because I like it slow early in the morning, because I like it slow.
about July when summertime comes round. There's lots and lots of people at the seaside to be found. Some play golf or tennis, others like to take a rest. But here's the kind of exercise that I enjoy the best. When I go swimming with the women, here I do have a real good time. Bobbing up and down in the water, it comes just below me, miss, on Dixie Line. To see them do their exercises, you wouldn't think that half of them were slimming. And when the girls stand up to sneeze, you can see their housemaids knees if you go swimming with the women. Now even when I am at home and working day to day, I always do look forward to my half-day holiday. The people don't invite me out, they know my half-day's mixed. I go out to the bath that day because the bathing's mixed. And I go swimming with the women, and I do have a real good time. I go bobbing up and down in the water with a pretty girl whose name is Adeline. You ought to see her latest bathing costume. It's nothing but a little bit of trimming. And what I took to be her face turned out to be a different place when I went swimming with the women. He came up gasping for his breath and shouted, what a lovely death to die while swimming with the women. Once I went swimming with the women, and I did feel a big soft thing. A woman went and fainted in the water, and where she disappeared it left a ring. So I jumped in with nearly all my clothes on and swam until my eyesight started dimming. And after fighting for my life, I found I'd gone and saved the wife. So I chuck swimming with the women.
I've been doing some thinking about the nature of the universe. Found out things are getting better, it's just people that are getting worse. Well, ain't that just like living, just like family strife? Ain't that just like living, whatever happened to real life? I've been sitting around thinking about ultimate knowledge and such. The smartest man in the whole round world really don't know that much. Well, ain't that just like living, blame it on your wife? Ain't that just like living? Whatever happened to real life? I'm thinking about the future of the human race. If people don't stop killing people, it's gonna be a hopeless case. Well, ain't that just like living, just like tall and strife? Ain't that just like living, whatever happened to real life? Whatever happened to real life?
Oh, the king of cool, Mose Allison, just like living. Let's see, before that, George Formby, Swimming with Women, the hot. I've never done, I don't think I've ever done that before. The Hot Seats, before that, Richmond's own beloved, The Hot Seats, with Everybody's Doing It, Louis Armstrong with his band, and he likes it slow. Red Fox from his Burlesque record, South of the Border, and we started out with Lonnie Johnson, Wipe It Off. It is 10:59. I am P. Swan. I've had a lovely time this evening. I'm turning the reins over to Mixtape, after I leave you with this one last thoughtful note from Martin Mull.
What's this? Dear Martin, have gone to live with a weightlifter, Bernice. Aw, darn it. If you don't like where you're at, 'cause it feels like anywhere and everywhere, don't go jumping off a bridge. Don't get drunk, don't despair. When your head feeling heavy and your soul is feeling beat, just let your head drop, brother. Take a look who's at your feet. Your dog. Even when you've been a failure, your dog. Lying right beside of you, it's, oh God, it's your dog. Doing what he can to help. Lying right there on the rug, like you told him not to do.
Great. Well, I don't hear a single man.